Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, wide open phones in this hour. Last hour, we talked about, well, martial law, living in the police state. We've got an incredible clip coming up, and in the next segment, I will play it. Out of Roanoke, Virginia, where, well, the military openly trains to kill rebels. That's us. With local police. They're not saying it's for Iraq anymore, folks. See, they got to announce it now because they're getting ready to want to use it. They've been for decades training. And we'll get into this, you know, these reports of was this general, this four-star general, number four in the Army overall, fourth in command, a commanding general, Kevin P. Burns, was he fired for not wanting to go along with martial law? Was he fired for not wanting to go along with some type of drill that was supposed to go live with nukes? This has been being reported by multiple sources, and now I've been getting it from sources in the, inside the government that it could be the case. We'll talk about it. Patty in South Carolina, and then Mo and everybody else. Go ahead, Patty.
Oh, hey, Alex. Listen, on Coast to Coast about 2 weeks ago in Open Lines, I called George Norrie. You know how the Lone Gunman episode came out about the planes hitting the buildings before 9/11?
Yes.
Well, in the mid-1980s, there was a made-for-TV movie called Special Report. It was sort of like a world-to-world type thing where they actually set off a nuclear device at a port in Charleston, South Carolina.
Well, they had a 1976 Army drill of men with box cutters taking over two planes and flying them into the World Trade Center and Pentagon. And so, listen, I have Associated Press articles where they pay $44 million a year, the Pentagon does, just for script writers to write them terrorist scenarios. And they won't say why. Well, because they actually need a script to follow.
But I remember thinking at the time, I don't remember that much about the movie when it came out, because, you know, it was on TV. But I remember thinking, you know, Charleston of all places.
And then now they're having a drill where
yeah.
Charleston gets bombed by a nuke.
Yeah, and then the bomb did go off in the movie. I do want you to know that. But did you know Charleston is on the 33rd parallel, and it's also where Albert Pike started the 33rd degree of Freemasonry?
I did know that, and the globalists are really into doing things on those meridians.
Yeah. But I just wanted to let you know that about the movie. I didn't know if you had heard about it.
I didn't know that. Special report. Send me a copy.
I don't have a copy of it. I wish I did.
Good to hear from you. Take care, Patty. God bless you. Mo in Texas. Mo, you're on the air. Go ahead. Mo is gone. Well, let's talk to who's next in line? Jamie in Kentucky. Go ahead, Jamie.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
About this movie special report, I'm going to research it and try to find it, and I'll try to, you know.
Sounds like you got a parade going in the background.
Oh, we're watching All My Children.
Oh, call into the show while you're watching the soap opera. That's good.
My grandmother's watching it.
That's okay. I'm just teasing you. Go ahead, sir.
You're saying, you know, that you don't have the budget to work people right there and stuff. But in a way, we're working for you when we call in. We're correspondents.
Well, you are. And a lot of listeners send me news articles. They send me video. You guys do a great job.
Yeah. And also that, have you ever heard, I got this video. It's about Pike and them. Darwin and stuff, and it says that we don't need a social security card or driver's license. It's unconstitutional.
Well, it is unconstitutional, but they're setting it up where you go to a FEMA camp if you don't take it, because that's freedom. That's what freedom is. Thanks for the call.
Thanks.
We'll play this audio clip when we get back, this local newscast, to analyze it. Then we'll take more of your calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Websites are Infowars.com and Infowars.net. Check them out today. We'll be right back.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem reaction solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I know you don't want to hear it, but I'm going to say it. Stop using cell phones without a wireless system. Stop putting them up against your head. Hundreds of studies show it's causing massive brain tumors. It is causing massive problems in the eye itself. It is microwaving your eye. It is microwaving your brain. But your eyes are not shielded by the skull. A lot of the microwave radiation bounces off or doesn't penetrate. Some does, and you get brain tumors. But it really fries your eye. It's conclusive. A bunch of major scientific studies by governments, by universities, by private firms. Stop smoking cigarettes, folks. I mean, I've smoked and then quit for 5 years and then smoked again. I'll never smoke again. What is wrong with us? Stop drinking tap water. I mean, it's a lot of studies show worse than smoking cigarettes, folks. It is full of herbicides and pesticides and heavy metals and dead bacteria and just so much that you don't want to be drinking. And I just say that because those are things we can do that, you know, so we're going to be there longer for our children. We're going to be there longer for our communities. We're not going to fall into the traps of the New World Order. Listen, the globalists only eat organic food. They're really into organic food. You don't see them holding cell phones up to their heads. You don't see them drinking Diet Coke full of aspartame, deadly wood alcohol. You don't see them doing that. They're really into being healthy. You should be, too. All right. In the last hour, I read this report that I threw together this morning. Federalized State Guard National Guard and police trained to dominate American citizens, take over local governments. You can watch the video of this at Infowars.com. It's not up on Prison Planet yet. Off the local newscast, we have a link to it. Roanoke emergency officials participate in mock terror drill. We've also Google kind of cached it. We do kind of like what Google does. We save stuff just to back it up, archive it. Whether it's terrorism riots or any major disaster, see, terrorism riots, they mix riots in with terrorism. Any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants their disaster training to be as real as possible. This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in the drill. Organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster. And the reason this is different is in the last year, they come out on the news and they say, we're getting rid of Posse Comitatus, we want to put troops on the streets, and we're going to fight terror, but all crime is terror. Hey, the Army's going to spy on you. Hey, we're going to recruit your kids to spy on you. Now, I had video of that back in 1998, Hebron, Maryland. Video of troops with training kids for gun confiscation. I mean, folks, we got it on video. And you know, in 99, threatening to take our guns, with foreign troops admitting, you know, doing mock interrogations. Where are you from? I'm from San Francisco. Where'd you get the gun? Well, you know, my friend in San Francisco. You know, please, no, not my family. Don't break us up. No, not the kid. Oh, my children, please. And the troops, oh, no, I don't have to do this. I mean, this is like literally a science fiction horror movie. So I've been freaking out all these years over this. Delta Force trying to bribe police chiefs. I go interview them. Foreign Czech Republic troops with special forces blowing up buildings in South Texas, terrorizing, crashing helicopters into a sky rise in Houston, firing machine gun bullets into an all-night Miami restaurant. All part of desensitization for the troops, for the police, for everybody. But now it's so overt. On this video, they're calling people rebels. They go, you'll see snipers killing the terrorists. You know, it shows the police, you know, doing the mock shooting of the protesters. And, man, I tell you, the firefighters and police that volunteered for this to work against the other police and military that are attacking them, National Guard and State Guard, and in some cases we've been to these drills, they have regular Army, regular Marines. I mean, they're really beating people up. I mean, I know a lot of cops, they test tasers on each other. But, man, they, like, run over these cops and firemen. They're, like, stomping on them. You watch the video closely, you'll see people getting out of control, and you'll see, like, a big officer get mad and throw somebody in the military off a cop they were stomping on. Well, it's like they hired, they had military men claim they were Al-Qaeda and shipped them to Camp X-Ray, and they beat them half to death. One of them's halfway in a coma right now. Oh, no, they're not torturing people. Just military and drills are, you know, got tubes up their noses. I mean, you know, I mean, this is how hardcore it is. And they're practicing doing a mock takeover of the city hall and the local school that's been taken over. And, well, enough of me. Here's the disgusting, scary, Orwellian, Stasi, Sovietized, redcoat-loving, totally un-American, classical textbook, martial law, just terrifying evil. Here it is.
Covering your hometown from newsrooms across the region. This is News 7 at 11.
The scenario was a fake, but the pepper spray and billy clubs used to break up this riot were definitely real. Good evening, I'm Miranda Stevens. Whether it's terrorism, riots, or any major disaster, local agencies will be the first to respond. That's why Roanoke City wants its disaster training to be as real as possible. Jeremy Butterfield has more.
It's supposed to look like a riot, and the scene at William Fleming High School had all the elements.
One of the rioters, the guard, and the police force had to take down and arrest and did very successfully.
In this scenario, everyone has a role to play. The rioters were ready to fight back as Roanoke Police, Roanoke Fire, local National Guard troops, and members of the Virginia Defense Force secured perimeters and moved in to make the arrest.
prior to 9/11, these organizations couldn't communicate and did not work together. They worked to support each other, but not together. And with the recent events of the last 3 to 5 years, we've become very good at working together, which is very important.
Of course, these weren't real rioters. The rebels in T-shirts were all members of one of the participating agencies, but you couldn't tell that during the exercise. If you weren't protected by an orange vest signifying you as an observer, you were in danger of being hit by eggs, bottles, billy clubs, or even the occasional well-placed round from a sniper.
We try to make this very real, give a real feel to it. We had the fire department provided some live burning out here, so we had smoke, flames, objects being thrown, a lot of chaos. There's going to be a lot of chaos in a civil disturbance situation, and that's what we want to try to incorporate as much as possible.
Teamwork plays a major role. Mountain Police had to coordinate with the fire department, while National Guard troops marched in formation toward the rioters. Without cooperation throughout all the agencies, the rioters would have quickly taken control.
I think everybody learned a little bit. Mistakes are made, but we'd rather make those mistakes here than in a real situation.
This was the fourth year the agencies have participated in this drill, and organizers say the old adage, practice makes perfect, certainly holds true in the face of disaster. Jeremy Butterfield, News 7, Roanoke.
Now, if you listen carefully, you can go to the website and watch it. It's much more powerful. They say rebels, and I watched the video about four times this morning. It's exactly what I videotaped a witness before. Rebels is what it is. There's a PDD-25 gun confiscation going on. And this is the most common scenario. Evil militias have taken over the city hall. Citizens are aiding them because the citizens have been turned against the government by the evil propaganda of the slick, evil militia members. This is the MO. This is public. And so we've got to go in and kill them. And they come in and start shooting. Of course, in real life, folks, I really feel sorry for the military, because unlike the adage the Marines have, thank God that the Arabs can't aim a gun, this is still America, and I don't want it to come to this, but, I mean, one patriot. Well, look at what happened in 1776. I mean, my goodness. You just can't keep a coming against somebody in the right. So train all you want and do whatever you want. You know, they have Mardi Gras. In San Antonio or Fiesta, before 9/11, they'd have troops out searching people, pushing people around. Now at Mardi Gras, down in Galveston, checkpoints, troops, National Guard, regular armies out searching everybody. I've had police officers who are in the Texas Defense Force bring me the manuals, folks. I mean, the do not distribute manual, where it's gun confiscation. Everything's a new, it's new, folks. And it's all about how to go into houses and take guns. In a mechanized house-to-house fashion. That's criminal. That's un-American. That's illegal. But I do have the local news out of Green Bay, where the police chiefs say we need to get guns out of citizens' hands. Guns are bad. Citizens owning guns is bad. I mean, they're on record, folks. They want our guns. They want them bad. And it's really, really... You know, I wish they'd train the police to engage the Las Zetas that are blowing up and car bombs and killing people and rocketing the U.S. Embassy on the border. Oh, but that's going to be kept real quiet, isn't it? Because that's a real threat. Oh, and Las Zetas was trained by our government. Just type it in. Las Zetas drug gangs trained by U.S. Army and CIA. And you'll get all the mainstream articles. And as soon as they graduate, why, they go rogue and start killing all the government's competition. No, you're not going to deal with a real threat. Five dead cops in a month alone on our side, 18 on their side. No, you're not gonna deal with that. You're gonna learn how to, when people are rioting and begging for food, and when, because you're gonna pull something off real big, you gotta learn how to shove us around and let us know we're scum. It's all about bathing us in enslavement, bathing us in serfdom, basting us in being groveling worms, training us how to be nothing but minions. Gelding us, castrating us, emasculating us, turning us into little bug-eyed slaves that beg and plead and bow and stoop, domesticating the American people, That's all it is. Fitting us with our new ball and chain.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps to provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the hot house. The hot house produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific. The most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee.
Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
Media hyping the nuke threat, and why did this four-star general leave? New developments there. Right now, let's go to Mike in Texas, then Raphael, Carlos, Jeff, Melissa, and others. Mike, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I've been listening to your show about 4 or 5 years now, and the time's getting very short. What I want to ask is, how come you don't put the reason why all this judgment's coming out of America is because people have rejected Christ. How come you don't put the gospel on your website and how come you don't
have... Let me ask you a question. Should every show and every magazine and every book, should a Remington 700 rifle have scripture printed on the stock?
No, I'm talking about on the website that you put out.
Yeah, I don't know. You say you've been listening for 4 or 5 years. Number one, sir, I have a news program. I also analyze information. I also rant and rave. I'm very serious about what I do. And we actually do have some pastors on Monday through Friday, like Butch Paul, on this network. But I think a criticism that I don't do a purely religious show.
No, I didn't say purely religious.
Well, I want you to know, sir, that I've been criticized by affiliates and stations, and I just have ignored it, for having pastors on and talking about my belief in God. So I really resent what you're saying, and I think, you can find a whole passel of people that all they do is talk about God all day, but they'll tell you George Bush is good. So this is a news program, and it's analysis, and my website's a news site, sir.
One more thing, too.
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you put up a website about
it? I am. I've been thinking about it.
Good. You need to do that. Tell me about the speck in my eye, you need to get the beam out of yours.
Well, why are you being a profiteer with all your movies and stuff?
Yeah, I knew it.
Well,
you're the guy that sent me.
Put it on the rate.
Thanks for the call. That guy sent me a hateful email this morning, and he's mad that I didn't respond. And I think he's the same individual that's impersonated me before, but he didn't do a very good job of it. Hey, listen, scumbag. Let me just tell you something. Man, I don't know how I know this stuff. I heard that guy immediately, and I knew who he was. I have no idea. It's just boom. But I can't ever go off my instincts because they're not always right. They're wrong sometimes. So even though they're almost always correct, I can't go off of them. So I let the guy keep going. And listen, no stalkers allowed, sir. Okay? I know you hate me and because you've got your father's spirit in you. You try to concoct new attacks on me, scumbag. But keep it up. In fact, I had a headache this morning. I don't have a lot of energy, but it just energized me. You gave me focus. You gave me clarity of what I'm fighting. Thank you for all the persecution you've brought against me. Thank you. So, really, man, I was just energized. Whoa, that was good. Let's talk to Raphael in Florida. Go ahead, Raphael.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I was viciously attacked by these domestic terrorists on Friday night, and it was horrible. I mean, it was absolutely incredible what happened. Basically, what happened was I was riding my bicycle on the beach side here in Daytona Beach Shores, and I crossed the street, and all of a sudden I'm being followed or chased by one of these domestic terrorists, and I get off the bike. The first thing he does is hold me at gunpoint with a one of those tasers. And
oh yeah, that's freedom. Everything's about aiming guns at us and aiming weapons at us.
Right. At this point, I'm in fear for my life, so I don't really know.
See, the tasers are a training aid to be more vicious.
Yeah. Then he tells me, get on the ground now, and I froze up. I didn't know what to do. I was just in a complete
state of shock. He thought he was back at the Marine Corps, and this was a part of a drill. Yeah.
Exactly. Then he requests me to do it again. Get on the ground now, or get on the ground, face down now. He said something like that, and I still didn't do it. And then he shoots me with the taser. The taser didn't work. I don't know if the battery was dead, adrenaline rush.
So he just shot you once you were just standing there?
Yes, just plain out. And the sinister, evil look in the eye was what gave it away to me. I'm dealing with some seriously evil people here.
Oh, yeah, when he hit you with it, was it a pleasure look, a clenching of the teeth?
Yes, yes. And yeah. This is a little buck 50 dude. And me, I'm like 220, so he's like really... really going to...
No, he's mad. He's got issues that he never developed as a man. Not that little guys aren't tough. I'm not that big of a guy. But the point is that he never developed as a man. It's now time to punish you.
Right.
Get See, this. He's afraid. He lives in fear, so he becomes what he actually fears.
Exactly.
Well, I'll tell you what. You want to finish up your story right
here? Yeah, absolutely.
He had a god that didn't like the fact that he didn't jump fast enough. So he paid. But thank God the taser didn't go off. Maybe it didn't get purchased. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with a lavish plug for my videos. So get your pens and papers ready. Anytime I get criticized for selling videos, I double the plugging.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Soon the mark of the beast will be enforced. Those that receive it will receive the wrath of God. Prepare yourself. Find out who the beast is and how to avoid his mark with this free book offer. Call toll free 888-211-1715 and receive the book, The Bible Says, for free. There is absolutely no obligation. No one will call you and your number will not be sold to telemarketers. We just want to make sure you know the truth. Get your free book, The Bible Says, by calling toll free 888-211-1715. Again, that's 888-211-1715.
U.S. gold and silver coins. Tired of guessing what they are? Which are collectible? Which are bullion? Get your answers where the experts get theirs. The 2005 Red Book Guide to U.S. Coins. As a special offer, Midas Resources will send you a 2005 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for only $22.95. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237. Learn what real money is. Feel real money. Get your 2005 Red Book and genuine silver dollar today. That's 1-800-686-2237.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, we're going to go back to Raphael and Carlos and Jeff and Melissa and Chris, everybody. But I've got a few words to say about something. You know, when Peter Jennings gets $18 million a year, or did, to read off a teleprompter, you don't have a problem with it. Or when some baseball player gets $25 million a year to hit baseballs, you think it's great. Or when Rush Limbaugh gets $40 to $50 million a year, you think it's wonderful. Meanwhile, I have literally been, you know, looking at my ballot sheet and saying, man, can I keep these employees I've got? Man, I really need to hire somebody else. I could do so much more. Oh, I could fight the New World Order. What is wrong with us making money? I mean, on top of it, I say make copies of my videos so they have a much more powerful effect. But, I mean, I've had the major newspapers attack me. I've had, you know, the feds attack me. Oh, you know, the ADL, Alex Jones makes money selling videos. And then they quote Patriot crowd people, you know, on the payroll. They're out there saying the exact same MO. It means nothing. It isn't effective. Everyone sees through you. It's a joke. But I will say this. You know, I only spend about a minute and a half on average per hour. It's not even that lately. I've been like maybe twice a day, maybe once a day. I should, every hour on the hour, talk about the videos and books that I've written or that I carry or that I've made, because that's the most effective thing we've got. Very, 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 very effective. And, yeah, I'm not going to lie to you. I like buying a nice pair of shoes. I like driving a nice car. Send me your money. I mean, you know, 95% of the money that comes in here fights the New World Order. I work all the time. You hear me at, you know, 2 in the morning where you live on your radio, you know, doing live interviews. You hear me all over. I'm totally obsessed with the New World Order. My wife and I were freaking out watching that video this morning, saying, should we leave the country? I mean, you know, it's real to us. Our total focus is fighting the New World Order. And yeah, it'd make it easy on us if you'd support us more and buy more of the videos so I could take that money and hire better people, more people, so I could, you know, get even better computers, make better films. I mean, that's my lust. That's my passion. That's my... I mean, I'm really into this, folks. I mean, I'm into the human species surviving. I love God. I mean, I'm a pure person. You know, I'm pure greedy sometimes. I'm pure lusting after women, and I have to get myself back in line because I'm a man. You know, I got to keep myself away from the cerveza and the El Cigarettos, too. Big deal. So what? You know, I'm a human being, and I'm the real deal, and so are you, and let's get in this fight. And there's a disease of little provocateurs and hired agents and then their camp followers that hate people that are passionate, that hate people that are real, that hate people that are taking action. Listen, the robber barons colluded and created monopolies and made those billions and billions in profits 100-something years ago and put that money in tax-free foundations, hundreds of billions of dollars, to get rid of our borders, to dumb our children down, to take God out of schools, to get abortion into law so they could kill babies. We don't have hundreds of billions of dollars. We don't have millions of dollars. And we need capital. We need support. I mean, I know so many people, so many patriots who have plenty of capital, won't even pay their employees well, constantly begging for money, and it's disgusting. I don't do that. But I started thinking, you know, if I'm going to get criticized for making videos and saying make copies of them, and I know that if I had more money, I could do a lot more, then, yeah, send me money. Listen, folks, those of you out there, you know, say what you want to spend on the website or on films or on outreach, and I guarantee you that 100% of money that's donated will be spent on fighting the New World Order. You know, but you can't do anything... Right, folks. They murdered the Branch Davidians. And then the Supreme Court said let them go, those that survived out of prison, and the government just didn't do it. They were found not guilty of the crimes, but then Judge Walter Smith said, well, they're found guilty of using weapons in the commission of a crime. Well, how are you found guilty of using weapons in the commission of a crime if you weren't found guilty for the crime? And we just built a veteran a new house. And again, I just instinctively knew how the government operated, so we're trying to build the veteran a new house, Joe Campana. I'll tell the Davidian story in a minute, then we'll get to your calls. And this is my first experience. This is like back in 1998. And they're going to bulldoze Joe Campana, the World War II veteran's house, because it's like an acre, and it's worth $500,000 in a nice part of Austin. And he's a little shell-shocked and a little eccentric. He died a couple years ago. But, you know, that's his business. And there's a hole in his roof and all this. Well, we go to try to fix it, and the police show up and say, look, you're going to be arrested if you fix that. It's condemned. So we said, you know what? Actually, Mike Hansen did it. He would always, in a good way, shoot his mouth off, and I'd have to, you know, actually get it done with his help. Well, we'll just build him a new house. Well, we start building him a new house, a city record, 13 days. I'm not really superstitious, but I am. It was 13 days fully furnished with a jacuzzi hot tub, folks. But I would say 14 days just because I didn't like the way it sounded in the newspapers. And Mike always corrects me, 13 days, we built it. But I guess 13 colonies was good luck for America, so I guess it didn't bad. But the point is that 13-day city record. But I said, we're not taking a dime. You go to Lowe's, you go to Home Depot, you go to McCoy's, and this is what we need delivered. And you go make the purchase right there, and you bring us what we need. And by the end of it, builders were bringing jacuzzis and big developers. They were bringing, it was all over the news, they were bringing furniture, everything. And I think there was something like a porta potty that we had to get paid for, and it was like $100 or something. and some lady wrote a check to somebody else to pay for the porta potty, not even to me, but that turned into, because it was this local neighbor who wanted the property. And he was running around screaming, cussing at us over because he was already getting ready to put bids in. He acted nice the first few days, then it turned out he wanted the property, and this guy was a demon. And he, look at him, they took $100, they took $100, they took $100, freaking out. And then all of a sudden, undercover cops come in, and they're like, we ought to do something to City Hall. I won't even repeat what they said. I said, oh, let me walk with you to your car. And they go, where's your car? Oh, well, where's your car? And I said, get cameras over here, it's a cop, kind of provocateur. I said, you get out of here, buddy, right now. And we followed them over to their car and made that piece of trash leave. We had that happen before, but then, a year later, we're out there interviewing the Branch Davidians with Hard Copy. Was it Hard Copy or... Yeah, it was Extra. And we're out there with Extra. They had a good producer over there. What was that Australian's name? Real nice fellow, knew all about the New World Order. He'd been at Hard Copy and done that Black Helicopter piece with me, but then he was at Extra. And I'm out there with him and the anchor, and we're doing the interviews, and you know, Clyde Doyle's going, yeah, we'd like to add on to the little shack we've got that's the museum and have a little place to worship in. And Mike goes, we'll do that. And I said, oh, yeah, Mike, no. And it's like 100 degrees out there. There's grasshoppers jumping around everywhere. Well, needless to say, a week later, there were 200-something volunteers out there. We did the same thing, Home Depot, Lowe's, and some other lumber yard there. We'd say, this is how many bags of concrete we need. This is how many such we need. Then we had people, we'd say, we're using this concrete company. Call them and give donations of $20. Well, you all heard it on air. But then the trusses came. This was a big building. Okay, so we had to have the $8,600 trusses. And they want the money up front to build these trusses. After a few weeks in, we got, you know, the main structure, the bottom, but we had to get the trusses. So we got that exact amount into a bank account and gave that for the trusses. And they came and out on the big truck and... I mean, the thing seats 400 people, put the big trusses up. And then all of a sudden, and this was in front of witnesses, in front of the Davidians, in front of Mike Hansen, these people showed up who kept stirring up trouble for like 2-3 weeks every weekend we were working. And finally, I'm sitting there, and the woman goes, how dare you? You took the money for those trusses for yourself. And all of a sudden, I'm like, man, what's wrong with you? And she breaks, pulls a butcher knife, comes at me with it, and says, you bastard piece of bleeper, I am a fed. We're going to bring you down. You're dead, boy. And they got in their trucks and drove out of there. Then the Ku Klux Klan comes up there and starts throwing burning objects out of the, because they're feds, because I've gone and bullhorned them in town, just because they happen to be in town. They're giving a speech, I dropped by. And so all that happened. And you know what? So if I'm going to get criticized for building people memorial churches, look, just fine. Go ahead and send me money. And I'll use it to fight the New World Order. And I'm eating a cheese sandwich over here, too. Some of that money will go to feed me. Don't I deserve it? Are we communist? I mean, yeah, I'm going to admit my children wear nice clothes. You know, they're not fancy or anything, but, you know, they wear nice clothes from Target. I'm sick of you people, man. I mean, you've actually helped me realize that I shouldn't be ashamed to ask for money. But you know what? The way I want you to support me and what we do, because you know we work the hardest anybody out there. We've got the track record. We've got the facts to back it up. We've got the vision. We've been resisting the New World Order a long time, steadfastly, never stopping, never submitting. The way you support us so I can fly to England to get you these reports, so I can go to the border and risk my life to cover losses. That is killing people, and I'm going to be going there soon. I never announce my operations until I'm in the field, as you know. I'll continue to risk my life to get you the reports, to fight the New World Order, to pour my heart and soul out for you, and my great staff pouring their heart and soul out for you. Just buy a bunch of my videos. Get a whole bunch of them. We got them as low as $5.95 when you order a whole bunch of them. And get a whole bunch of the DVDs. Get Joyce Riley's great video. Man, that thing is powerful. Beyond Treason, aired about 10 minutes of it on TV last night. They authorized me to do that. Very effective about them testing chemical and biologicals on our troops. So buy that from me. I sell us the same price they do. That way they get some support, and so do we. Get Beyond Treason from us, 100 minutes long, incredible. Get Martial Law, 3 hours long, or 180 minutes long. and get at the American dictators. Get them all. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Do not wait and order them. Or if you want to really get them in bulk, call my office, and we'll get them out to you as cheaply as we can. And here is the number to call my office, 512-291-5750. 512-291-5750. If you want to get in real bulk, 512-291-5750, or call toll-free to get the videos. I'm sorry I'm doing this, folks, but the guy said that, so that's my rule when they do this. I'm proud of what I do. I'm not proud of, you know, some of the things I do in my life, but I'm proud of my work. I'm proud of my work, and I'm not ashamed of what I do. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. And impersonating people is illegal, by the way. But continuing, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And these feds are very upset you're getting the films. Keep doing it. Expose you to the terrorist star. 888-253-3139 or go to Infowars.com to look at all the different deals we offer, the different video clips, the different films, and order them online. Or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. That's what pays our three and a half webmasters and what pays for the four servers. And believe me, so we need your support. PrisonPlanet.tv. See them all online there right now. Okay, I'm going to shut up now, and I'm done. Plugging for the day, but there it is in your face. I want to go to Carlos and others, but look, quickly, Raphael. So he just pulls you over?
And yeah, I'm on a bicycle, and he stops me. I get off the bicycle, and he immediately holds me at gunpoint, and he demands I get on the ground.
Let's be specific. Taser point.
Taser point.
Which is a deadly weapon.
Yes. This is point blank when
he stops. Two deaths a day on average now with the taser. Go ahead.
And then he demands I get on the ground. I don't get on the ground. I'm wondering, why am I being stopped? You know, why are you pulling me over?
Well, finish the story, though. He's getting off on the taser. Did he throw a fit when it didn't work?
That's what I think happened, because immediately after that, I'm pepper sprayed and beat down with batons or ass, which are deadly, and you're not supposed to use those on people unless they have a weapon or you're assaulted by them. And they're charging me with two felony counts of assault. Get out of it.
Oh, sir, they always... Now, listen, not only do you get your teeth knocked out, I have video of this countless times, where you don't even resist, you ball up, and they're kicking you in, you know, and this was caught on somebody's tape, and then the tape doesn't get released for a week, and they're already going, he attacked the officers.
Right. And the whole thing is, I have a broken arm now.
But what you got is scumbag cowards who are wimps.
Right.
A real man doesn't want to beat up on people.
Right.
A real man wants to fight bullies.
Right.
I like fighting bullies back when I used to fight. A real man doesn't need to go out and prove himself. And a lot of cops are real men, but a lot of them, and a lot of these butch cops, these females, they like beating people up. And look, he's scared of you because you were big, and he did that. You know what? It's going to come back on him. Just go defeat it in court. Go through what you have to. But God is going to judge him. Not in hell. Well, that'll happen too. Listen, brother, you reap what you sow. That guy's life, he's going to wonder why he has car wrecks. He's going to wonder why he gets cancer. He's going to wonder why he doesn't have a good marriage. He's going to wonder why bad stuff happens to his kids. You get cursed, sir. When you bear false witness, that is one of the worst sins there is. Anything else?
Yeah, the only reason why I don't have a broken skull is because I put my left arm... I'm a lefty, too, by the way. Put my left arm up and blocked. At this point...
That's
I'm
assault.
Getting,
yeah, that's your assault.
I was
assault.
Beat by four cops. Brutally beaten by four cops. And, yeah, I put my arm
Doesn't
up.
Doesn't matter. Hey, listen.
He broke my arm.
That's going to come back on them sevenfold. Thanks for the call. Guaranteed. Sevenfold. And it sounds like other cops responded, sir. You need to subpoena that video. And if they cut it out, show to the jury. We've done this countless times. Show how the video cuts out. Or, oh, by the way, jury, the squad cars that responded, their video wasn't working. And go, do you want this to be your son or daughter? And you'll get off after you spend all your money. But don't worry. Oh, don't worry. There, God is going to deal with them. Carlos, you're on the air from California. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
I've heard you on Coast to Coast a couple of times the last 2 weeks. And, you know, undoubtedly, you are the leader fighting the New World Order. And a lot of people do not understand how valuable you are, the merit of your work, because they do not understand the objectives, the despicable objectives of the New World Order, what they have in store for us. They're going to turn us into a bunch of zombie slaves working for them for $5 an hour. That's what their plan is.
No, that's it. You're right.
And they're going to exterminate a whole lot of us. So, you know, just keep doing what you're doing, and I'm going to order a whole bunch of videos from you. I never have, but I will.
Well, I appreciate that.
There's nothing wrong with what you're doing. You're a great person. But besides that, Alex, I was worried about these war scenarios they are conducting in South Carolina. Because, you know, it is the strategic time for the New World Order to strike.
That's right. The stars have aligned. That's a term, folks. I don't mean that literally. Stay there, Carlos. I'll let you finish up. Always good to hear from you. Carlos only calls every few months, but he always has amazing points to make. Stay there, Carlos. Then we'll go to Jeff and Melissa and Chris and everybody else. Just stay with us, folks.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Taking as many calls this week as I normally do. There's been so much news. We are getting your calls right now. We got a mini guest coming up later in the next hour to talk about the Second Amendment. Police chiefs just coming right out saying we shouldn't be able to have guns. But let's go back to Carlos and then Charles and Jeff and Melissa and Chris and everybody. We'll get to you even before our guest gets on. Carlos, so go ahead and make your point.
My point is they're trying to justify the war in Iran, and they're having a hard time doing it. And so the European nations were having talks with Iran concerning the enrichment of plutonium, and those talks were supposed to culminate at the end of July. In fact, they're probably over. And then Ariel Sharon was over visiting Bush, trying to stir up, trying to stir up his support for the war in Iran.
Yeah, they've broken the safety seals. The IAEA's in there with cameras on the work they're doing. It's totally peaceful. Meanwhile, Cheney's trying to sell more reactors for weapons to China publicly. He's actually going to make the money off of it. He's actually doing that deal. They protected Khan, the Pakistani scientist that proliferated to North Korea and others, and actually the CIA used him. This is now public as a conduit. But we've got to invade Iran because they're going to nuke us. And, yeah, the globalists could detonate something in this country.
Well, yes, they're finding a hard time. The new conservatives are finding a hard time justifying it. So they're probably going to have another probably 9/11 scenario to justify the draft and the expansion of the war into Iran. What angers me is that all these neoconservatives, Douglas Faith, Wolfowitz, Richard Perle, Wormser, Michael Ledeen, are really the force behind the war in the Middle East. But behind them is William Kristol from Fox. And behind Kristol, of course, is Rupert Murdoch. And when you go back behind Rupert Murdoch, the financial force of the Rothschild banking family, when you start connecting these dots, it all leads to the elitist banking families that are driving this new world order force.
Well, no, I mean, it's true. I mean, what you're saying really is a fact. And it's the same crew that funded Hitler, the same crew that funded Lenin and Stalin and Mao. I mean, our government admits they put Mao into power. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I knew it 10 years ago, but 5 years ago I saw it on the History Channel and literally almost fell out of my chair. But, I mean, no, they do. They set this up. And it endangers all of us, Carlos, as you know.
Well, of course, and that's why I was worried about these scenarios that are taking place, because twice it's happened. 9/11 had a simulation going on at the same time, so London did have the same thing. And we're having this in August, and this is strategic time for them to act.
No, you're right. The window's there. They're fear-mongering at the same time on TV saying it's going to happen any minute. You put all that together, and then a month ago I got a Pentagon call saying, watch this drill. We've been watching it that long since it was announced a month ago. And then now the general over the base gets fired, and they say for sexual impropriety, but nobody knows who it is. And then it turns out he was already getting a divorce 6 months ago, and then none of it holds water. And then we have reporters with other sources getting the same info I'm getting. So, but we may be backing them off. Carlos, always good to hear from you.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Appreciate it, my friend. Thank you. Charles in Louisiana. Then we'll go to Jeff and Michael and Michelle and Chris and everybody. Go ahead, Charles.
Stones?
Yes.
I want to say something about these people not donating to the show. And I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feelings, but you shouldn't feel guilty for trying to ask them to donate. You care more about their children and their family than they do. I'll tell you, I am so sick of Louisiana and people not supporting the show. I'm thinking about quit passing tapes out, because these people can't reach in their pocket and take $20 for you to protect their family. Ain't much of a man. And for that guy getting beat, I know I've been beat for 17 years by these people in prison. And I'm trying to stop this from happening to them, and they don't give me support. And I'm going to start quit making the tapes, and I'm going to start sending you the money, because these people are not worth
it. No, don't do that. Make copies of the videos. Stay there. Stay there, Charles.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.